This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is your brother Majid Mahmood. And inshallah, we will be studying together the art of manners, the Islamic code of ethics. Now, what are some of the class expectations and what benefits will we both inshallah reap by the end of this class? First of all, let me remind you of something very important. When we talk about the topic of manners or character or akhlaq, there are so many things to talk about. Which character will we focus on? Is it haya, modesty? Or is it karam, generosity? Or is it tawadu, humbleness? There's so many different characters. And of the things that inshallah I will focus on very much on this, in this class, are four main characters by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not just any four. All positive characters are great. There's four that we'll put so much focus on. Let me share with you the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four things. If you have them, then don't worry about anything in the world which you do not have. No, one more time. He said, there are four things. If you have them, then don't worry about anything in the world which you do not have. Bismillah. Check with me which do you have and which you do not. Number one, sidq hadith, truthful speech. You have that? May Allah make it at high levels for you and I. Sidq hadith, you say the truth, you don't lie. You don't break your promises. You fulfill your oaths. Fantastic. وَحِفْظُ amana, and you are a trustworthy person. Someone says, please watch my stuff. I'm going to this other room to pray and come back. You safeguard your eyes. So when you visit someone's house, and for example, the person of the opposite gender is walking, you show respect to that. You safeguard with your eyes. حِفْظُ amana. So you got the first two, inshallah. Truthful speech and trustworthiness. Excellent. Number three, and good character. وَحُسْنُ خُلُقُ. Rasulullah sallam, he gives you the general part. Having good character. Look, brother, I have a quick question. What is it? The first two were good, were part of the character. So why did the Prophet sallam say truthfulness, trustworthiness? Then he says generally good character. This comes to highlight the first two. Truthfulness and trust. And these are two different chapters we discuss inshallah in the class. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the last one, and he says, and basically halal sustenance. If you have these four, then don't worry about anything in the world which you have missed on, because you have not missed much. So one time we go to this training session with top managers in it. I'm not a top manager, but I was requested to go there because I deal with top managers. And this class was all about communications. And something I learned, and I would like to share with you, the higher up a person goes in an organization, the more communication-based it is than technical. So when we took this class, the instructor teaches people how to stand, for example. You know, the way you stand like this means something. If you do this, it means something else. So one of the participants, she raised her hand and she told the instructor, listen, you're telling us to change some of our behavior and character. And she said, I've been doing what I've been doing for so many years. I am who I am. I don't see myself changing. So the instructor, he said, that was a good question. He said, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. I was honestly a little bit surprised that he seemed maybe hesitant or so, which is fine. But during the break, I went to the instructor and I told him, you know, the lady that asked you the question, I am who I am. I don't see myself changing. I told him, you told us that you've been teaching this seminar for over 10 years, not 10 times, 10 years. So I told the instructor, you must have throughout your years have seen people changing due to your class. Because of your class and the changes taking place, you have been hired to continue teaching the class. So if you have not seen changes, you'd have never taught this class. He's like, yeah, you're right. Why would I teach a class if I don't see any positive results and change in people? So the next session came and he says, for the one who asked me about will I be able to change or not, I want to ask you a question. I've been teaching this class for over 10 years. Do you think I will still teach it if I don't believe and I have not seen that people did actually change? Now, the great part is that, alhamdulillah, we believe that change is possible. So why am I sharing this with you? Because some people may say, a class about manners, bro, I've been like that for 10 plus years, 20, I'm 60 plus years old. It doesn't matter. Change can take place. Allah says it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it. And we'll see inshallah throughout the class. And one of the things that come up is that how will this class, for example, have a positive effect from a sustenance aspect, from a financial angle? And one of the things to realize is that Islam is very much applied into the real world. It's not just theory. And as you learn throughout the class, inshallah, you will see a direct effect on how you feel when you get that paycheck, on how will you behave to seek to improve your financial income, inshallah. For example, when we talk about the chapter about patience, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us how to handle bad news. Yes, bad news, tough situations. For example, now I'm recording this during the COVID situation. May Allah make it easier for all of us and lift the hardship. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Typically, this class is taught live and we'll travel here and there. Now, how do we cope with that? Think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, never does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever have a believer face a hardship while the believer is patient, except that it is good for them. So just having this concept, if I get this letter that, you know what, you've been laid off from work, or I get this letter that you have, you know what, that many hours cut off your pay. And that's actually a true story from my end. We got a pay cut. But we have to realize, you know what, I will do my best. I will accept it. Inshallah, we'll be fine. Bi-idhnillah, we'll work hard to improve. And that's when the gratitude comes in. So when it comes to gratitude, I don't just want to compare to myself to those who are doing such a great amount of income, for example. They are a lot healthier. They have better, quote-unquote, lives. I compare myself to those who have less. I compare myself to those who've lost their jobs, and so on and so forth. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will have the ability to be able to explain this to you in a way to make it as real as possible and as practical, that literally after a session, you can do changes right away. Maybe an email that you send of a hadith because you heard, and so on and so forth. May Allah bless you all. When it comes to this class, a major integral part of it is dealing with the creation. And obviously the other part is dealing with the creator. When it comes to the creation, let me pick for you a quick example from chapter about trustworthiness. Our family is a trust. It's an amana. Our spouse, our children, all these things are, we have to pay close attention to. It's something that Allah has entrusted us with. And when you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us step by step, you realize how things of such content, some people may say, oh, it's so basic. Well, did we perfect the basics so we can go to that which is advanced? All these things to be having close attention to. Let me give you a quick example. What was the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the first thing he would do when he enters his house? Aisha radiallahu anha, she spoke about this. She said, the first thing he does once he walks in home, he brushes his teeth. يَبْدَأْ بِالسِّوَاكِ. So when we learn this, why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees that my spouse is an amana, is a trust, and I have to fulfill the amana till my last breath. May Allah protect us and allow us to fulfill our trusts, especially ones that deal with our family. Ameen. Now I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the time we're done with this class, we will have this energy that we just started a journey to learn more and more about akhlaq, the rest of the characters and traits that we may have not discussed. And also, we take the six major tools that we will teach in this seminar, inshallah, which you can literally take and work on step by step to be able to improve your akhlaq. And by the way, anytime we say improve your akhlaq, this means improve your iman. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the greatest of the believers are the ones with the greatest of character. So if I improve my character, then I'm able to improve my iman. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify our character the way He beautified our physical features. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. One of the main things as well that you'll be able to take from this class, and I personally, even while preparing the content, is now you'll be more aware of each action that you will take. You'll be more conscious, did I say thank you or not? Did I really fulfill my task at work properly or not? Was I really truthful with my sentence and the way I forwarded the message to my friend, or did I add my 2 cents to it or not? So one of the things that we take out of this is now every time we do an action, we'll think more about it now until it becomes part of your nature. So what this class does is nurture until it becomes part of your nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are truthful, trustworthy, patient, and grateful. Ameen. So in this class, we will cover 5 chapters, inshallah. Chapter 1 is an introductory chapter. It teaches us, what does akhlaq mean? What's the nature of people? And is it possible to change the nurture part of it? And also in that chapter, we'll talk about the 6 tools. And inshallah, I can guarantee by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any genuine person, whether you or I, inshallah, really want to improve in any specific character, if you use these 6 tools, by the will of Allah, we will improve. That's what we'll take. Now, what I will do for the next 4 chapters, truthfulness, trust, patience, and gratitude, I will show you how I use these 6 tools throughout the chapters. And then inshallah, we'll be able, as I said, to make it even more unique, inshallah, if possible, is to be as relatable, as practical, keeping in mind we are in the 21st century, giving you relevant examples and benefiting from the past without a doubt and merging them together for the best results, inshallah. So at the end of this program, you would be able to look at things differently. For example, your job. Your job will now be seen not as a task that you have to fulfill then go back home. No, it's a religious duty that you have upon you. It's much more than just getting your job done and getting that paycheck. You will now, when you get a text from your spouse and asking for something, no, you will actually not just respond, I'm on my way home, but maybe with an added emoji as a flower or a kiss that can go a very long way. Next time you speak and you narrate a hadith or a story from your friend, you will not be just so random and not put much thought into it and hope that you were accurate. No, you will choose the right keywords. I think that's what they said. Let me go verify. Next time you want to go praise someone, yes, you will not exaggerate in that praise. Rather, you'll be moderate and understanding of what to say and say, I don't praise on Allah's behalf and Allah knows best. And many more of these things throughout day by day, actually even multiple tasks within one main action, you will see how inshallah by the end of this program, you'll be very cautious. And sometimes, to be honest with you, it might hurt of how many years have passed and I never paid attention to that one little detail that could have improved my life significantly with my spouse, children, family, colleagues, and of course with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what I need from you, and it's a requirement upon all of us, for this class to have the maximum benefit, is to truly believe that the greatest example of someone who perfected all characters is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we need a point of reference. When I speak about modesty, and someone else speaks about modesty, it'll be from 2 different perspectives, depending who are you referring to? What's your point of reference? So when we teach this class, you know what it says here? It says, art of manners, Islamic code of ethics. Alhamdulillah, manners, to the most part, is universal. We'll agree on many things. But we need to go back to the origin, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the greatest of character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time, in our speech. This might be one of the most classes where you have a hadith and ayat, because we need it more than ever, especially when we speak about character. And no worries, we will touch upon culture and how Islam takes culture into consideration to improve our akhlaq, bi-ithnillah. To know if this class has an impact on you or that content in general, you may not specifically notice it as much as others. So as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min, the believer is the mirror of the believer. And that is actually one of the 6 tools that we'll take from this class, inshallah, to improve our character. So to be able to see if you've improved in your communication, in the choice of words that you make, in your behavior, check with those who are close to you and let them be honest with you and tell them, did you notice something? Did you notice any positive change on my end? And that's one of the ways to realize that. Also, for example, if you were to go to your job and to go to your work, the co-workers will eventually say something, verbalize that, you know what, I noticed you've recently been coming on time. I've noticed that you actually now apologize whenever you make a mistake. You're not really like brushing it off and trying to make up excuses for it. So these are some of the ways to actually measure your improvement. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to improve in a way that is pleasing to Him. Ameen. So throughout this class, inshallah, we'll be focusing on Quran and Sunnah. And anytime we reference a hadith, it will be only from authentic narrations. Once again, there's nothing against weak narrations, but just for the sense of more comfort and confidence. And also there's a wide range of authentic narrations out there already about character, and that's only what we will be using, inshallah. Also, when we prepare this class, we've used a lot of knowledge from our teachers, such as Sheikh Muhammad Faqih, may Allah bless him. He actually taught the class rules of engagement. Took it with him a few times, a wonderful instructor who, may Allah make him better than what we think of him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him wherever he does, and whatever he does, and wherever he goes. Also, when it comes to this content being put together, I strongly encourage you to perhaps look at one of the encyclopedias. It's a large one, large. And I actually bought it when I was with Sheikh Muhammad in California. It's called Nadrat al-Na'im. It's a large encyclopedia, full of ahadith, ayat, poetry, definitions. And what does it include? It includes, literally, with no exaggeration, every single positive and negative trait you can think of. Anything, you name it, whatever you can think about. Humility, it's there. Arrogance, it's there. Any selfishness, it's there. Selflessness, it's there. So this encyclopedia is one of the major references we had when we put this class together. May Allah put barakah in it. With Allah's blessings, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His assistance and help, this class was taught over 20 times. And throughout the teaching, you see people, whether testimonials, and this is not self-praise, but I'm just sharing this with you just for encouragement and the sense of comfort and confidence in what you will learn, inshallah, based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see that people are like, you know what? I'm actually looking forward to take the next Al-Maghrib class or next halaqah I'll attend at the masjid. You have someone, I actually had this, which I will share in detail, inshallah, in the last chapter about gratitude. There were actually a couple going through a divorce. They were the man was in my class. Divorce papers were there. Everything is set and everything was done. In what sense? No more divorce. The family is back. I get a phone call from that brother 2 weeks after the class saying, Alhamdulillah, divorce papers are gone. There are ups and downs. But anytime they're down, they use one of the content that we discussed in chapter 5 about gratitude to help us improve our relationship. So Alhamdulillah, the change have been seen, and may Allah accept from all of us, and may Allah keep our brothers and sisters steadfast. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see the positive change in you, which you always wished and prayed Allah for. Perhaps this is the answer of your dua. So to recap, inshallah, 5 chapters of this class, the 4 main qualities we'll focus on are characters, patience, truthfulness, trust, and gratitude. In hopes, inshallah, that you will see the positive impact in how you talk to people, how you perform your job. You shall see change, inshallah, even in the salah that you perform. Salah, yes, is the direct relationship. You will see that, inshallah, as well. From the way you deal with money, how you spend it, from where you earn it, and dealing with your spouse, children, and family, and of course, our parents, and above all, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you and I my teaching and your listening, and may Allah allow you and I to apply the good that we learn, and may it be an excuse for us to earn the highest levels in Jannah and not an excuse against us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair once again for enrolling to the Art of Manners. May Allah accept from all of us.